Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches, mitzvah 378. As we have finished the mitzvahs related to Nazir, we have two more mitzvahs related to Parshas Naso. The first one being today's mitzvah, the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim B'chol Yom, says the Torah in the middle of Parshas Naso. Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lemar, Daber al Aaron v'Banav Lemar, tell, speak to Aaron and his children, Kosavarchu es B'nei Yisrael, Amor Lohem. Give a bracha to Bnei Yisrael, Amar Lohem. So the first idea is that Hashem doesn't give brachas only directly to us, even though that's how most of the time it works, but He goes through the Kohanim to us. Amar Lohem, and Hashem says exactly what He wants the Kohanim to say. Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. V'samu Hashmiya Bnei Yisrael, v'ani avarachem. As we know, Chazal tell us, even though the Kohanim are doing it, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is ultimately giving the bracha. That's what's added on by the end, v'ani avarachem. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Sheitztavu haKohanim sheyivarchu Yisrael b'chol yom. Mitzvahs asay to oraisa for the Kohanim to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael every single day. Shneamar kosavarchu es bnei Yisrael amor lahem. How many times a day? Just says every day. There's no limit in the Torah. It just says do it. The Menachas Chinuch discusses this in Os Aleph, and he says as many other mitzvos which are undefined in the Torah. It means once a day, every day, once a day. Even though the Kohanim has no chiyuv to run around to every minyan that he can to be mevarech Klal Yisrael. If he wants to, he can. If he's in shul, he wants to make a bracha again, he can do it again if he would like to. Just like if somebody wants to put on tefillin four times a day. Each time he puts on tefillin, it would be another mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. But one does not have a chiyuv. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, v'nirusha mitzvah hi b'chol pam, ema shemavarechim mekayim mitzvah. So on Shabbos, because it happens to be musaf, so he gets the mitzvah, two mitzvahs, and he makes a separate bracha each time. On Yom Kippur, he gets more than that, because the minhag is to be mevarech by ne'ilah. So everyone, he said, compares it to tzitzis whenever you are in the situation. So whenever a Kohen is in the situation, he's davening with a minion, and he's there, then there is a chiyuv to give a bracha to the Am Yisrael. So Mishoshia Mitzvah, what's the message behind this mitzvah? Says the Chinuch, Shachafetz Hashem b'tuvo hagadol, levarech amo, al yad ha-misharsim achonim tamid beis Hashem. Hashem wants to be mezakeh, Klal Yisrael, to give a bracha through those who serve Him. V'kol machshavasam davka b'avodaso, those who are totally connected to Hashem. V'nafsham kshira b'yirato kol hayom. Bizchus the Kohanim, who are totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through that, the bracha will be chal upon us. Skip a couple of lines. Ki kvar ekdamti l'cha pa'amim rabos, the Chinuch's favorite idea, he says again here, ki b'koach hechsher ma'aseinu, tachol ha-bracha aleinu. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us brachas, and He loves us. But if we have a vision in front of us of someone giving us the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that'll make it more meaningful for us. I mean, if we just know Hashem gives us a bracha every day, wonderful. But if we see Kohanim go up to Duchen every single day and they give us a bracha, so that itself will have a more meaningful impact upon us. Ki ado baruch hu psucha l'kol shoel, b'yoso mukhshar u'muchan l'kabalas ha-tov. We have to make ourselves ra'ui to be makabel the tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He will give it to us. V'yalkein ki baruch rabbanu mikol ha'amim, v'ratza sheniz. He wants us to realize that we're getting the good. Right, as it says in Pirkei Avos, right, we're tremendously loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's even Chiba Yisera that we know that we were Nivra B'Tselem Elohim. So this is the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. If you look at the bracha, what is called bracha mishuleshes, the triple bracha. That's why some poskim say that one should be careful when one is the chazan. Let's say there is no berachas kohanim. So they're just saying, alokeinu alokei avoseinu, brachena babracha hamishuleshes, batora haksuva. So one should put the comma after the word mishuleshes, because it's a triple bracha, but it's not said three times in the Torah. So it's not bracha mishuleshes batora. So some say, otherwise, even without the comma, it's still okay, because it means the same thing. But one day, if one has a choice where to pause, one should pause by after the word Mishuleshes. And then Batorah Haksuba De Moshe V'chulu. So the bracha is a triple bracha. Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yerasha Manam Velecha V'chinecha, Yisa Hashem Banam Velecha V'seim Chas Shalom. But Rabbi Willig points out in the Hakdamah to his Sefer on Hilchot Maseches Brachas in Am Mordechai that each bracha is a double bracha. Each of the three, so it's really six. Yivrecha Hashem V'yishmerecha, Yerasha Manam Velecha V'chinecha, Yisa Hashem Banam Velecha V'yaseim Chas Shalom. There are really six suggestions and six bakashas that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this triple bracha. What's the message? Why is it called bracha mushuleshes then? If it's really six and not and not three. So Rabbi Willig writes there, again, in Akdama to Am Mordechai, that every time one gets a bracha in life, one requires shmira for that bracha. Because every bracha might make a person go overboard and not be able to deal with the bracha. I was once talking to somebody recently, there was this big lottery a couple of weeks ago, and they said, I would not have wanted to win that $1 billion lottery. It would have been too much for me. Too much for me. Most people would say, I'll take it and I'll deal with it. But this person would say, no, it's too much. It would be too much. Too big of a bracha. Every bracha needs a shmira. Says, right, so the Am Mordechai. Venira. Rashi Piri Shivracha Hashem V'yishmerecha. What is that first pasuk? That's about Gashmias. Vracha Hashem Rashi is B'mamon. So when we have Gashmias, we need protection. Right? Chazal tell us that the Nisayon of Osher might be even harder than the Nisayon of Oni. We have to make sure that we don't let it go to our head. And we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just giving it to us as a, we are Shomrim on any money that we get. So that's, Yivrech Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you money. V'yishmerech, and he should guard the money that it doesn't change you. Then, Yo'er Hashem panav ilecha. Hashem's face should shine upon us. What is that? What's Ha'aretz Hashem? Says the Rabbi Ulrich, Birchas HaTorah, we say, Ki ba'ar panecha nasat alon, Hashem alkinu, Torah Chayim. That's Ruchnius. Yo'er Hashem panav ilecha, v'chunecha. And you should be found favorably by others. Again, we should be, fulfill our Ruchnius capabilities, and then that shouldn't work us in the eyes of man. We should be able to still find the chain in Be'enei Adam and Be'enei Elokim. That's the second. So first we have the Gashmias and we need Shmir on the Gashmias. Then we have Ruchnias, but we need Shmir on the Ruchnias. And then finally, Yisa Shampana Ve'lecha V'yasen L'cha Shalom. We should have the balance between them. We should have the balance and we should have Shmira on that balance to be able to live, take our Gashmias and take our Ruchnias and live a beautifully balanced life together. That is what he writes in the Psicha to Mordechai on the Brachas of the Kohanim. Okay, let's continue. Midini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas of Birchas Kohanim? Mashamar Zechanu Levracha. Again, we can spend the whole day on Simen Kuf Chav Ches, which is the first Simen in the second Chelik of the Mishnah Berurah, which is all about Birchas Kohanim. But we'll have to pick and choose certain issues. So number one, Sheina Kohanim, no sin, Kapeim Ela Ba'asara. Birchas Kohanim is only when there are 10 men. Only with a minion. Va'Kohanim in a minion. The Kohen can be part of the minion. If you have 10 people, one's a Kohen, that's fine. But only with a minion. What does that mean? Also today, not only with a minion, but only in the context of tefillah. Kohanim don't just go up and duchen. Let's say there wasn't a minion for davening. Everybody davened already. Then they get a minion. Kohanim don't go and just duchen. The Birchas Kohanim is a mitzvah in the context of avoda. The first time Birchas Kohanim was done was by Aaron HaKohen and his children by the Chanukah HaMishkan. But forevermore, the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is done in the context of another mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of avoda, or the mitzvah of tefillah. This is what the Emek Bracha points out, Rav Parmanshik, in his piece on Nesias Kapayim. He notes that there is a very famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. But Hashem, we'll get to it. We didn't get to the mitzvah of tefillah yet. That's coming up in Sefer Dvarim. The machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there's a mitzvah to daven every single day or not. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to daven every single day of our lives. How many times, what we daven, the times we daven, that's all Drabanan. But the idea to turn to Hashem every day and daven, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa according to the Rambam. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, no, it's a mitzvah d'rabanan to daven every day. D'oraisa, it's just a chesed that Hashem gives you the opportunity to daven. But there's no chiyuv to daven every day, says the Ramban. But the only time there's a chiyuv to daven, as we know, is es tzara, when there's a time of tragedy, when there's a time of national danger, or even personal danger, then there's a chiyuv to daven every day. But every day, then there's a chiyuv to daven in that situation. But generally, the Ramban says, there's only a mitzvah d'rabanan to daven. Ask the Emek Bracha, he asks his Rebbe Reb Chaim, what, according to the Ramban, tefillah's d'rabanan, but Birchas Kohanim, which is done in the context of tefillah's d'araisa? Are you going to tell me that all Birchas Kohanim, when it's in our davening, it went into the Beis HaMikdash by real avoda, okay, it's d'araisa. But are you going to tell me, he asked Reb Chaim, that all of Birchas Kohanim and davening is only d'rabanan? Because it can't be greater than the context that it's in. It requires the context d'araisa. Says Reb Chaim, no. It must be that even according to the Ramban, because of this Birchas Kohanim issue, because Birchas Kohanim must be in the context of tefillah, and we never find such a limit that Birchas Kohanim is only d'rabanan, during tefillah, says the Reb Chaim, it must be that even according to the Ramban, even though there's no chiyuv d'oraisa to daven every day, there is a kiyum d'oraisa. Once I daven, I don't have a chiyuv to daven every day, but every time I daven, it's recognized on a d'oraisa level. A kiyum da'araisa without a chiyuv da'araisa. We have many examples of this. A woman who shakes a lulav. She has no chiyuv to shake a lulav, but she has a kiyum da'araisa. It's recognized. And according to Ashkenazic custom, she could even make a bracha on that kiyum da'araisa. So says Reb Chaim, Reb Parmancha quotes it, that this mitzvah of Nisiyas Kapayim proves that according to the Ramban, there is a kiyum da'araisa of tefillah every day, even though there is no chiyuv da'araisa. So that is the Emek bracha. We continue. So, we just learned that Nisiyas Kapayim is only with a minyan in the context of tefillah. The case of Nisiyas Kapayim, when is it? B'shash yagiyah shliach tzibur la'avoda. Once the shliach tzibur gets to avoda, klomar, kishe yirtza lahaska b'virchas ritzei, kol kohanim omdim b'beis ha'knesses, olam l'duchen. Right by ritzei, they start going up, upneim lamula heichal, v'acharim klapei am. And they start off up until the time that they're in the middle of the bracha, when they turn around, they're facing the heichal. They're facing the same way that the people are facing. The etzbaosam kafufos al kapeyem achayashlim shliach tzibur. Until the shliach tzibur finishes berachas hodah. After that, acharkach machzirim panem klapei ha'am, and then they turn around and they separate their fingers, as is the minhag, umagbiyan yidein kareka kasfeyim, and they raise up their hands up again to the level of their shoulders, and they start saying the bracha. The minhag of kohanim is to turn around in the middle of the bracha. Right, vitzivanu, v'kedushas shalaron, vitzivanu, to turn around. That is the minute. The chinuch is not specifying exactly when they turn around, but they turn around. V'shliach tzibur makrei osam mila b'mila. The shliach tzibur calls out the words mila b'mila in order to guide them and direct them based on the pasuk of Amar Lahem, and they answer b'kol na'eh in a beautiful voice. It doesn't say in a screaming voice. In a beautiful voice, right? Hidr mitzvah, ukshemashlimin pasuk rishon, kalamo ne amen, and after each pasuk, the kahal answers amen, v'chein pasuk sheni v'shlishi, after each one, they answer amen. Does one say baruch uvrach shemoy after shem Hashem? So most have the custom not to. There are some Sephardi customs where they say baruch uvrach shemo after each time Shem Hashem is mentioned, but the minhag of Ashkenazim is not to say a word. Ukshayashlimu ashlosha psukim, maschol shliach tzibur b'sim shalom. Right after the three psukim are finished and they say amen, the shliach tzibur goes right into sim shalom. The kohanim machzirim panim klapei hakodesh. They turn back around. They koftin esbosein and they put their hands down and they stand there until the end of sim shalom. V'chosin l'mkavam. And after sim shalom, they could go back to their place. The Mishnah Berurah does add. The Mishnah Berurah in kuf chav ches sif. You sif samach kuf chavay samis, that the minhag bezman hazeh is to give a shkayach to the kohanim after they give us the bracha. So we say shkayach kohen, shkayach kohen, and because of that, the minhag is, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the kohanim should stay, because people say shkayach kohen to them as they see them. The kohanim should stay up on the duchan until after kaddish. If one says kaddish after Shemona Esrei, because you don't want people saying shkayach kohen in the middle of kaddish. You want people to be able to focus on kaddish. So that's a Mishnah Berurah's suggestion that they should stay there in a place where they're not saying shkayach kohanim, or a place where the issue doesn't come up. There is no kaddish right afterwards. So then they can leave right away. But that is a chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah adds, that when we say shkayach kohen, that's why some kohanim stay up to be makpid for this Mishnah Berurah. Just a hosafa to that. What did the kohanim say back after the am says to them shkayach yashakoracha? Many times, most of the time, when we say shkayach, we say baruch tiyah, baruch tiyah. So most say, okay, that's what they say. There is a hard tzvi. See, Pesach is makpid that the kohanim should not say baruch tiyah. Why? Because they already gave a bracha. They said exactly what the Torah told them to say. If they add on now baruch tiyah, they're being mosif ala brachos, and therefore that's an Israel baltosif. So the hard tzvi of Sif Pesach Frank in a tshuva in Arachaim Simon Samach Beis, he says they shouldn't say bruchim to you. So, but the minhag olam is not to be as machmed about this. They're not on the duchen anymore. They don't have their hands up, as we'll talk about soon more. But that you should just know, that is the har tzvi. Good. Continuing, says the chinuch. Uminageinu hayom shakohanim inam olam leduchen ela omdim lefnei ha'aron v'osin kaseidah shekasavnu. Our minhag today is that the kohanim go in front of the duchen and do it exactly as we described. Before they turn around to the am, as we said, they say the bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu b'kedushaso shel Aaron. A very special bracha. V'tzivanu l'varech as amo yisrael b'yava. right, with love. If a Kohen hates his tzibur, probably shouldn't duchen, probably shouldn't daven there. And the Kohen, by the way, says the chinuch always turns to the right. They always keep turning the same way. They turn right, 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 just like the poskim say by Boi B'Shalom, and by the Kohen going up to the ramp, to the Mizbeach, you always make right turns. In Halacha, you always make right turns. Good. There are six things that the Chinuch quotes that prevent Kohanim from duchening. Halashon, if they can't get the words out. Vahamumin, if they have some type of blemish. Vahaavera. Vahaavera. So what does that mean? There are different types of averos that are discussed in the poskim that might prevent a Kohen from duchening. What type of avera prevents? So, some extreme ones. If he's an Oved Avodah Zarah, he can't duchen. That's somewhat obvious. But what if it's not an Oved Avodah Zarah? What happens if he is a murderer? Kohen Shaharag Asanefesh, says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Lamed Hei. Kohen Shaharag Asanefesh, Afilu Bishogeg, Lo Yises Kapav, Afilu Asat Shuvah. The Shulchan Aruch is most machmir. Even Shogeg, even he did Shuvah, he's not allowed to duchen. Why? It's like David HaMelech. He has blood on his hands. You can't build a base of Mikdash, even if you're not at fault. You did what you were supposed to do, still, lo yisas kapav, even if you did shuva. V'yesh omim, the ramaz mekel, t'imatzat shuva no se kapav. If you did shuva, you can. V'yesh lahakel abali shuva, shlo lino delas befnehem, v'hachi nahog. The ramaz says, we have to try to find kulas here. Because if somebody is striving in the world area of shuva, and he knows he's never going to be able to duchen, even after he does tshuva, it's terrible. He's not going to do tshuva. Forget it. I'm never going to be one in the fold anyway. But that is an important machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. What about, where does this come up? Car accidents. What if a Kohen Rechman al-Aslan kills somebody in a car accident? So if you look in the bottom of this Rav Nevin Zal's Mishnah Berurah, he quotes, Karan Shaharag Nefesh Betunat Rachim Lif'amim Zekarav Lemezid. Sometimes it's his fault. If he's going over the speed limit. And if Safek Harag Yisakapav, meaning what? The issue is it his fault or not? Rav Avadya has a tshuva about this. Rav Avadya writes in Chelek, I didn't bring it with me, it's in Chelek, Kei Simen Tazayin, it depends whose fault it is. If it's a total ones, the coin is driving and somebody ran in front of the car as he was passing by, then that's the ones, that's not even shogeg, that's ones, and for sure he could duchen. But if it's a shogeg, if he was, you know, some semi his fault, then he really can't duchen, according to Sfaradim, he says. He tries to find lakulas, but that is an important discussion regarding Ritzicha. There are many others. What about a coin that is Machal Shabbos? Is he allowed to duchen? Also, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. If he does tshuva, then for sure he could duchen. The only issue about even with tshuva, that's the issue of a Rotzeach. Okay, there's a lot more. Let's continue. V'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom v'chol zman. The mitzvah applies always b'kohanim. The Chinuch, as 99% of Mefarshim say, that the mitzvah applies to the Kohanim. That's the mitzvah. Ki aleha mitzvah zu levarach es Yisrael. Upon them, it's the mitzvah to give a bracha. Shachris musaf ne'ilach hayavan levarachem. Aval b'mincha, mincha, there's only says kapayim, except maybe a fast day, because mincha is usually after one eats. After one eats, there's a chashash of shichris. One drank something. One's allowed to duchen after they drank. So therefore, we only duchen on at times when we know there's no shechros, meaning shachros and musaf, mincha on a fast day, and ne'ila on a fast day as well. Two ha'aras. Number one, the chinuch says only kohanim. There is a shita of the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim, one of the mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, also Arisha, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Sefer Charedim in Oz Dalid, and the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha, the beginning of the Bir Halacha, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, he quotes the Sefer Charedim. There's a mitzvah for the Yisraelim to be misbarich from the Kohanim. Amazing. Kazav Zevach Haredim. I'm reading it from the Bir Halacha. Mitzvah Zaseh Lavarek Kohen Es Yisrael. Shenemar Kosavarech was B'nei Yisrael. V'Yisrael ha'omdim panim keneged p'nei ha'kohanim b'shtika u'mechavlim libam l'kabel berchasam k'dvar Hashem heim nami b'chlal ha'mitzvah. So the Sefer Charedim quotes that it is their mitzvah, is a mitzvah for the Yisrael to get the bracha from the Kohanim. It's a good question, exactly what does this mean? Is this just like a siyua? The Kohanim need us to fulfill their mitzvah? Or is this something really maker adin? This is the system HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The Kohen should give the bracha to the Yisrael, and they're both part of the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Good. So that is if you look at the Minchas Asher and Simin Yud Aleph in Parshas Naso, he discusses this Sefer Charedim. The other issue is, what about Yisrael? What about if somehow I was playing a joke on people and people think I'm a Kohen? Am I allowed to go up and duchen? Is that an Isser Daraisa? What if it's like, it's a bizayin. There are so many people on Shulchan and Kohanim, I'm going to go be a Kohen. I'm going to go give them a bracha. Is there anything wrong with that? So pashtus, yes, the Gemara says, there's a Gemara that says, we violate an asay. It says, Amor Lohem, they should, Kohanim should say, and not Zarim. But there is a day in Tosfos, very tzarech ian day in Tosfos, in Perakol Kisvei in Shabbos, and the Rama quotes it though. The Rama says, first Rama in Hilchos Nisias Kapayim, the Ein Lazar Lisa Kapav, Afiluim Kohanim Achirim. A Zar is not allowed to go Duchin, even without the Kohanim, to Zar over Baasei. The Re said, I'm not sure what the Isser is for a Zar to go up. The Ramah doesn't like it. This is a huge discussion. This Re, what does he do with the Gemara? It's Beferish Gemara that a Zar can't go up. So that's a big discussion of a Zar duchening. Either way, the Minhag HaOlam, the Achronim point out, is that for a Zohar to say the Birchas Kohanim, not in the context of Birchas Kohanim, without the fingers on the Duchen, that's Mutter. That's what we do Friday night with our children. Right? We put our hand on them and say, Yibrach Hashem Yishbrecha. But we're not doing it on a Duchen. We're not spreading our hands out, giving a bracha to Klal Yisrael. So that's why the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel in that regard. They say the Vilna Gaon was Makbid only to use one hand when he gave brachas to others, because of this, he didn't want to violate, have two hands, Kohanim used two hands. But others say the Tartzmima discusses, the Rav Avadi again has a tshuva in that chelek, hey, where he has a couple of tshuvas related to brachas Kohanim. He says, no, he says, if it's not in the context of duchening, it's not up there on the platform, in front of the shul, then there is no problem for a czar. No problem. Other issue just to leave off with, and that is, of course, Chutz La'aretz. Why is it in Chutz La'aretz the minhag is to only duchen on Musaf on Yontif? That is a big, big mystery. The Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe already try to give suggestions. The Rama quotes three suggestions in Sim and Kuf Chav Ches Sif Mem Dalad, maybe because they're not fully besimcha, and on Birchas Kohanim requires full simcha because they're running out to their work, and other reasons given. Either way, most of the reasons are very, excuses. They're not really positive reasons. That's why throughout history we find some that tried to do Birchas Kohanim and some that succeeded. This here, Rav Nelson Adler, the Rebbe Chassam Sofer, he duchened in wherever he was, outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Gra, they say, tried to start duchening in a shul, and they say a number of times that it was unsuccessful, there was a fire, the Sifrei Torah was stolen, and finally they say, as it's recorded by the Aruch HaShulchan and others, he took it as a simen min hashamayim that it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to duchen outside of Eretz Yisrael. But either way, Ad B.S. Gol Sedek, that's going to be the minhag. We're not ready to change the minhag, but in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we duchen every single day, and we're zochet to be mekayim this mitzvah b'miluah. Okay, we'll stop here, but Hashem, next time we get to the last mitzvah in Parshas Naso.